shopping from a catalog. I mean, you look at the description of the product, you imagine what it will look like in your place, and you hope, you know. You read some reviews, maybe find a consumer report addressing that particular product, and hope for the best. Growing up in rural Maine, we did a lot of our holiday shopping that way, from the Sears catalog, the wish book. It was this fat volume of glossy pictures and thin pages poured over it with pencils and pens before we had highlighters. Contained within those pages were toys and clothes and farm equipment and banjos and rifles and wrenches and electronics and sporting equipment. What we got when we ordered was not always exactly what we expected, but we understood that was part of the risk. For the price of a stamp and thanks to rural free delivery, we could shop from home without having to drive to town. There's risk in shopping online as well. I'm sure the pictures and reviews tend to be more specific and sometimes brutal, particularly if a product piques the interest of the creative misfits who write reviews on Amazon.com. But still, even for products with great reviews, there's an element of risk that happens when you shop online. Online dating is all of that raised exponentially. People and institutions can be, and too often are, intentionally deceptive in their online personalities. Corporations, governments, and agencies of all kinds spin what the public sees to project their image in the best possible light. Individuals post pictures of movie stars instead of their own faces, or claim to be things that they're not. Safety is a primary concern when meeting someone in real life, IRL, for the first time. Meet in a public place like a coffee shop or a park, where there are people around you so you won't be attacked, or worse. This is the world we live. By no means make any promises until the other party has been properly vetted. We are advised never to sign agreements or contracts without meeting the other party and considering seriously what is at stake. There is a high degree of risk and vulnerability at play. The opportunities to be deeply hurt are varied and abundant. Back in January 2014, I applied for the newly formed position of ministerial intern at Mission PQU Congregation.
Spoiler alert, we picked them.
I prepared a small portfolio, which I sent. The search committee prepared a similar portfolio that they shared with me. We got to the first date sort of place where the committee wanted to meet with me. We arranged an interview via Skype. I was in Massachusetts. I was really sort of hoping for, fly me out to Northern California for the weekend. That wasn't now. So my internet connection was terrible. And we lost signal several times, but we managed to get a decent understanding of who each other was before we were done. And, you know, it worked out. Now, through the interview and selection process, both sides had to rely a great deal on honesty from the other side. I would be your first intern, so I could not ask previous interns about their experiences with this congregation. I have never served a church except in some very part-time capacities, so the best the search team could do was read my reviews, understand that I knew how to preach, and hope for the best. I showed what I hoped was my best image, and I imagine the committee representing Mission Peak did the same. Eventually, Jeremy called and offered me the job. Contracts were signed, still haven't met. Contracts were signed and sent back and forth. The right people were told in the proper order, and then, as it happens in the 21st century, it became Facebook official. I felt like I had become a mail order intern. So So we agreed to meet at General Assembly. And it was a little, I mean, it was a little stiff, and I mean, like, hi, I've signed on to be with you for 10 months. Oh, boy. Nice to meet you. You know. Eventually, Jeremy and I were able to relax and chat a little bit. But then there was this amazing thing that happened. We were seated at this cafe in this, like, really high traffic area. And so we're talking to each other, trying to get to know each other. And, like, people would stop by. And people would say, Jeremy, hi, how you doing? Great to see you. And Jeremy would stand up, say, hi, good to see you. Meet Dawn Fortune. Dawn's going to be our ministerial intern. And they would look at me and go, oh. They would ask if the contract had been signed. They would say, well, good luck. The MFC will probably understand. This happened more than once. As happened, people who knew me would stop by. Dawn, how are you doing? Good to see you. Hi. Hey, meet Jeremy. He's going to be my internship supervisor next year. And their faces would fall. And they would look concerned, and they would say to Jeremy, oh, really? Well, good luck with it. Your insurance is paid up, right? Once it became apparent that our friends shared the same odd sense of humor, we were able to fully relax. Before my first week on the job was over here, it was very clear that this was going to be a successful internship placement and that my professional relationship with my supervisor would morph into a long-term and treasured collegial friendship that will last long after the duration of this internship. Love makes us vulnerable. When we care about people, we experience compassion, literally to suffer with. When you hurt, I hurt. When you weep, I grieve with you. When you are elated, I celebrate with you. And now we come to the time when the terms of our contract have been completed. We signed on for 10 months of learning and growth, and I think we've done that. But somewhere along the line, this became something more. I came to love you, individually and as a group. And you returned that love in kind, with tender secrets and fears entrusted to my care. Kind words and encouragement, and with a delightful farewell party on Friday night. When we care about people, it hurts when we lose them. I will grieve my time with you each week. And I will be sad when I reach for my intern email and it's not there. I will be sad, this is the 21st century, I will be sad when I post something to social media and know that I won't see comments from the usual suspects. Checking with Deanna, she's got the date marked. In 3 years, we can be friends again. As Commander Data said after the death of Tasha Yar in Star Trek The Next Generation, I have come to anticipate her responses. I have come to anticipate the responses of this congregation and its members. Having you in my life has become a natural and comfortable thing, and I will miss you when we are no longer together. Tomorrow morning, I head to Portland for General Assembly. This is our last time together on a Sunday morning. When I return, my contract will be over. On July 1st, I will go through my social media accounts and unfriend Mission Peak members. wish there was another word for whatever it is that Facebook does. Know that the love remains. It must be 3 years before we can reconnect in any kind of regular way. At the end of July, Jen and I will pack our things into a rental truck and head east to St. Louis, Missouri, where I will begin my interim ministry there. It's a nice little congregation. They use rented space on a Sunday morning. Just under 100 members. And they need some company as they grieve the loss of their former minister and prepare to invite a new one. I look forward to the work. There's a lot about that congregation that looks familiar to my experience here. The size, the situation, and the friendly people dedicated to spiritual growth and making a difference in the world. I will take with me the lessons and memories I have gathered here, and I will think of you often. I am so grateful that I've had this year. Thank you.